Well, it was everywhere last week, and if you did dodge this news, I would say bravo to you. That's right. The Bachelor's Kira Maguire and Jared Woodgate have split. I know, devastating news, and it's going to be hard for us to... No, I'm talking about just dominated last week. The Liberal Party, by the end of the week, it happened on Friday afternoon, lunchtime, sometime. They changed their leader and hence, once again, changed prime ministers, which is now makes a gazillion in 10 years or something. Just ridiculous. There was Rudd, Gillard, Rudd again, Abbott, Turnbull, 6 in 10 years.
Yeah, Richard Di Natale had a great speech, and this pretty much covers exactly what you're saying just there.
I too look at the people of the gallery who have joined us today, and I look at the many millions of Australians who are watching what's going on in this parliament, and what they're watching is a national embarrassment. It's a disgrace. It's utterly shameful. You know, we haven't had a stable government in this country for a decade now. I've got a 10-year-old boy, and he's seen half a dozen different prime ministers.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. He got pretty fired up in that speech. Good speech if you want to check it out. Yeah. So whether you know support the Greens or not, it's pretty bang on with where they're at. And here's what I'm worried about, Mac, because, you know, you can go, oh, they're all the bloody same or whatever. And just... And that's where everyone is. You know, it's the problem is that these people have indirect control over our lives. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, whether you're struggling with the cost of living or stagnant wages or you want taxation or welfare reform, any of that stuff has to go through these people.
Mm.
So the problem is that if they're just running this circus the way they're running it, it just is letting us all down. And I just don't know what the answer is, because unless we get a bit more sensible, you know, organisation in there, I don't know, because what's the answer? Oh, vote Labor next time? God, they're just as bad.
Yeah. So, just to let you know, in case you're wondering, current Prime Minister is Scott Morrison.
Who? Oh, yeah, Scott Morrison. Right, that's right.
So, that's current one.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying preferred is Bill Shorten.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is the thing. Yeah, you know, they're saying it's handed Labor the next election. You never say never. There's no such thing as an unlosable election. That's for sure. That's been shown in history. But that's just like, I mean, Shorten's knifed as many prime ministers as anyone.
Mm.
This is the thing. Mm. Like, they just, it's disrespectful to the people. And it's just like, I just don't know what the answer is, because the system is so wired towards money, which turns into advertising dollars, and the only people who can advertise them... I mean, what's the biggest third force currently being advertised in Australia politically that someone might be able to organise behind? Clive bloody Palmer. And no one's... I mean, what the actual...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It'd be the same reaction that my 3.5-year-old had this morning when we woke her up.
Yeah.
That's Australia.